The interesting thing was that he was, couldn't get lumber here because the railroads hadn't come through. And that's what Flagler's Hotel was waiting for. And they saw a little boat, little ship out in the river one morning and found out that it had a ballast of lumber.
Was it sunk? Had it sunk? Or was it
It had just come into port, but it was using lumber as its ballast. So my father went out there and found out it was enough to barely build three small rooms. And he had just bought those lots. He was trying so hard to get that ready for Mother when she came. So he bought the lot and the man told him, says,
I don't find it, but I find it.
Okay. Oh, that isn't a good one, but it's all right.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's all right. We have it on film. And I don't know just where that picture is. Anyway, they told him that if he would get something else as a ballast for their ships, he could buy that lumber. And they especially wanted coconuts.
Coconuts? I guess because of wood. No,
well, there was, I think the ship was from England. And they wanted to take coconuts back. And so Daddy had everybody getting coconuts, and then they finished out with other things that they could get to send as a ballast. And he bought the lumber. And there's when he started building this little house. And this is when it was in progress. So it was a small house.
So it was a...
It was just a little three-room house.
Was it like an L-shaped?
Yeah, and then later on, he built a front porch. And this is the way he lived before while he was building that house. Or those little cheeky palmetto shacks.
That's fascinating.
And they had one for sleeping and one for storage, and then that open shed out there kind of for cooking and eating.
This was a fairly wild place at that time. So.
Well, it didn't have any more than 200 people living down here until they started building that hotel.
The Royal Palm?
The Royal Palm Hotel.
Now, is this structure, does it have a cutting, like, is it L-shaped?
No, it was straight across the front with the front porch on it later.
Okay.
And it was just, let me see.
Was it square? I'm looking at it from the top now.
No, it was just this room here and another room out this way and then a little back porch on the back, so it was a little bit of that whole shape. He had to build it according to the lumber he had.
Right.
And then later, when he got some more lumber, he put a front porch and a roof over that.
Was this two room, or was this one room here, or were these two rooms?
I guess they were two small rooms because the other room was a large room, the dining room and the kitchen.
This room back here? And that was both?
Dining room and kitchen, and then there was two bedrooms. And a little hallway was in between them. But.
Now, were you born in this house?
Yes. Don't worry about this, we got.
Now, what kind of,
you said now later on that you built a porch, was it all the way across the front?
Across the whole front of the house, well, this front here. The front door was here.
Oh, I see.
And to a little hall, and then the other room was over there. But anyway, I have a picture of it.
It's on a slide.
Yeah, we have it on the slide.
Well, actually, what I do here,
that's an interesting old-fashioned.
Yeah.
What kind of pieces of like beds and things? What would you have in your different rooms? I mean, what types of?
I have no idea because we moved from there when I was 2 years old.
Okay. So this is the first. This is the one you were born in.
He built this. Yeah, that's the one I was born in. And this is the one he built later.